He didn't know me, but there's some people in this building does know me, and that's Brother Tony and Bernadine Carter and Virgil, several others. But I appreciate the presence and the anointing. Every song that's been sung tonight has been of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate the Spirit and the anointing. But I'm gonna preach for just a little bit tonight, if you allow me to. On Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, there's a river. I believe there's a river flowing in this house tonight. God showed me as I began to pray. After I left here and I didn't know what direction, I had two or three messages on my heart, but this one began to burn down inside. I began to read and begin to pray and begin to study. Begin to pray a little bit more. And God spoke to me, there's a river that's flowing in this house tonight. If you've got cancer, does anybody in the house have cancer tonight? Been diagnosed with cancer of any kind. Completely healed. If you got heart trouble, God's a healer. I thought of that young lady that wrote that song, depressed, battling some downtime. What a tribute, what God spoke to her in that song. I can tell you one thing, depression and anxiety is a number one killer, folks. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart tonight, anxiety and depression is a killer. I can tell you one thing, God is still the healer. I went down for 5.5 years. Didn't know anything other than I knew my family and friends would come by. I didn't know who they were. The cognate of my brain was completely deteriorated, was completely gone. And I begged God, I said, if you will allow me to dress myself and take a bath. Please allow, and God allowed me, but the rest of it, my mind was completely gone. For 5.5 years, I sat in a chair, deteriorating away. But I want you to listen to what I'm telling you tonight. God wasn't through with this old man. He wasn't through with me. My mind was completely gone. I sat in that chair for 5.5 years. On February the 10th, of 2023, a good friend of mine that had preached for me many years ago in the old building when we were in the house of prayer years ago, God spoke to him, said, I want you to go to Pryor, Oklahoma, to Junior Mullins' home. I want you to take this prayer shawl, and I want you to wrap it around him. I'll get back up here in a minute if the Lord allows me to. If not, I'll just stay right down here in the midst of you. But he came and he wrapped a prayer shawl around me. And before he left there, when he and his nephew began to pray, my granddaughter came in and she said, my goodness, I feel anointing. When they prayed, Pastor, my mind began to come back. Just a little bit. Not much. But I want to tell you something. On Sunday morning, this was Thursday, and on Sunday morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock, and I sat up beside of my bed, and my mind back was completely cleared. I was sitting there on the bed quoting scriptures I never quoted in my entire life, and I began to sing the songs that we used to sing at church 30 years ago. At the end of my bed, in front of my dresser, stood Jesus. Am I losing you? Jesus was standing there and put his arms around me. He picked me up and he carried me. And guess what? Every morning now when I wake up, Jesus is at the foot of my bed. He's there to get me. I'm telling you what, God is a miracle working God. It will restore your mind. I don't care. The only difference between me and Nebuchadnezzar, he was out in the field eating grass with the oxen, and I sat in front of a TV flipping channels. My wife wouldn't even stay in the room because I flipped channels. That's all I knew to do all day long. If I didn't like what I was watching, I'd flip through that just like a kid, you know, flipping through the channels. But I don't do that anymore. You know where my time is? Getting in the Word of God. I've read the Bible through in 23, seven times. In 24, I read the Bible through 10 times from Genesis to Revelation. In 25, I read it through 8 times. And this year, I'm telling you, the Word, every time you pick it up, folk, it comes alive. He gives you something to stand on. I'm telling you, whatever you're going through, if you're depressed, get in the Word of God. If you need a miracle, get in the Word of God. If you need salvation, get in the Word of God. If you want to see people get filled with the Holy Ghost, get in the Word of God. But I want you to go with me to Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. Amen. Pastor, you got your Bible? I'm going to have you help me read here. In verse 1, it said afterward, verse 40, chapter 47, verse 1, afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward. And for forefront, the house stood. Pastor, go ahead and read. I'm getting a little blurry on me there. For the sea east. The right side. On the south side of the altar. Go ahead, the second verse here. Oh, yes. Water ran out from the right side. Go ahead. Verse 3. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Uh-huh. They got up to the ankles. You know what? I compare this to some people in the churches. They're wading around in ankle-deep water. And that's as far spiritually as they're going to ever go. Don't quit me now. Don't go quieting down. Listen, they got to the ankles, and as far as they've got, they're satisfied where they're at. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead. We're going to get deeper into it here. Woo! Yeah. Verse 4. Ready? Go. Measured 1,000. And he brought me through the waters. That means he's going to take you through whatever you're going through. I'm telling you, he'll take you through the waters. Go ahead. Well, the waters was to the knees. He measured again. And he will bring you through, folks. No matter what you're going through, he will bring you through every difficult trial that comes your way. I'll tell you tonight, you can literally praise and worship God in the middle of the biggest battle that's going on. If you'll get a praise, God will see you through. Get out of ankle-deep water. All right, go ahead. And then get up to the knees. Oh, now. They were to the loins. But that's not. This guy, stand up a minute, Bubba. Now, if it's up to his loins, about right here, can he swim in that? His nose will be hitting the ground. Go ahead. And that's where people are at spiritually. They're just to the loins, and that's as far as they want to go. I'm satisfied, Pastor. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. I am. But I'm going to tell you what, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, I know most churches don't say Holy Ghost. They say Holy Spirit. Well, I'm not got an issue with either one. The Holy Spirit is your friend. And I'll have to agree I think the Baptists are right on one thing. They receive the Holy Spirit when they get saved, but they don't go on and get the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that they ever did speak in other. You know what? When you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in other tongues. I had a man tell me just the other day, he said, I got the Holy Ghost, but I've never spoken in tongues. I wanted to say, brother, you don't have the Holy Ghost, because when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in that prayer language. Why in the world did Jesus say, it's expedient that I go away and I'm going to pray the Father to send another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, will teach you and guide you and bring all things to your remembrance. What in the world happened on the day of Pentecost? They was in one mind, one accord. And then all of a sudden came in like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. It's real, folks. Go ahead, Pastor. He measured 1,000. Ooh, it was a river. It was so deep, you couldn't do anything but just dive in and swim. Spiritually, there's a river flowing in this house tonight. In that river, God spoke to me, I'm here to heal. He's here to deliver. Now, I don't want you to have to stay till midnight, but if the Holy Ghost should happen to be that way, and then the Spirit of God gets to moving, are you going to jump up and run out because it's 9 o'clock? I got to get home to see if Trump has messed up today. Or I got to go home and watch the weather. I got to do this and do that. I'm on a time schedule. Do you realize God is not on a time schedule? I want God to literally get a hold of every child of God tonight in this house. I want Him to turn you upside down in every other way, that when you leave here, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bad, depressed, tormented, sick, or lame. For the Holy Ghost, if Acts is still the same. The water's so deep now, you got to dive in. How many knows tonight it's time to dive in and really get into the flow of the river. Oh, it gets better on down the road in the scriptures here. Go ahead, Pastor. I want you to know tonight, they say the day of Pentecost is over. I got a rude awakening for whoever sang that nonsense. The day of Pentecost is not over. Can we have Pentecost again? Yes, we can. When we begin to pay the price, begin to spend time on our knees praying and seeking God. And the only time some people ever pray is when they sit on the pew, and sometimes they don't even pray then. Stay with me. Prayer is what we've got to pray every day. God put a prayer on my lips. The waters are so deep now, you're going to have to jump in and swim. And when you get down into that ninth verse, go ahead, Pastor, just read on through to the ninth verse. Waters to swim. How many's ready to dive into that river tonight and start swimming? I can't swim. My brothers, every one of my brothers can swim like a fish. I didn't get blessed with that talent. All I can do is just paddle around in the water and don't get out too deep where I might drown. But I'm telling you tonight, spiritually, we need to dive into that river. And in that river, depression will go. Depression will go. Sickness has to leave. I read in the Word of God where He said, I come to take sickness from the midst of you, and there will not be one sick and feeble among us. Wouldn't it be awesome to see the church get so full and healed that everybody would walk in would be healed? I'm telling you what, I'm believing God's going to raise people up out of wheelchairs that are going to come in wheelchairs and going to push them out. It can happen, church. When the Lord first healed my mind, I went to Meeker, Oklahoma, and I preached on a Sunday night. had a powerful move, and there was a lady that had been diagnosed with terminal cancer in her throat. And they said she wouldn't make it. We begin to pray during the prayer line. God touched her, and after everybody, most everybody left the building, but some of the board members and the pastor were in there. We gathered around her and prayed for her. How many remembers the storm that hit Shawnee and done a lot of damage in Shawnee? And Meeker's right there, so I called the pastor, and I said, Brother Hall, was any damage done? No, he said, everything's okay. But he said, let me give you a praise report. The lady that we prayed for Sunday night went to the doctor on Monday. This was Sunday night, eat up with cancer. Monday morning, went to the doctor, and they found no trace of that cancer anywhere in her body. That's like God, isn't it? I went to Freedom Worship Center in Rogers, Arkansas. A man could not swallow, and he hadn't been able to swallow in a year. And I took a bottle of water, and I looked at him. He's about your size. He took that bottle of water. Bring me a bottle of water. Virgil, where you at? Give me a bottle. Bring me a bottle of water down here. I'm going to have you drink. Is that all right? You have a problem with that? It's too bad. You're going to do it anyway. But I prayed for him, and we gathered around him and began to pray. Open. You don't have to drink the whole thing. Open it up. You can't drink it without a little. But I said, we're going to put God to a test. We prayed once. He took, take a little swig. Just a little bit. That's about all he could get down. We prayed again. I said, take another drink. He said, I can't get it down. I can't get it down. I went like this, and I said, in the name of Jesus. You know what he did? He turned that whole bottle of water up. You don't have to do that. He turned that whole bottle of water up, and he drank that whole bottle of water. It was on Facebook all over Rogers, Arkansas, that this man had this throat problem for one solid year, couldn't swallow, and now he's swallowing with no problem. That's just like God. In Locust Grove, Oklahoma, back in August of 2023, we were in revival. I preached three nights. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost was so strong that two nights I didn't even get to preach because I had people fasting and praying. If you want to see God do something, do without meals. Fast one meal a day. I asked him for 1 week. I said, fast one meal. I come to church on a Wednesday night, and I said, folks, I want you from now till Sunday, fast two meals a day. I don't want you to get on board. And this one guy said, my God, Pastor, you're going to cause us to starve to death. I said, well, some of us look like we need to. But God began to move. And on a Monday night, there was 29 young people lined up across that front. Every one of them, 29 young people, were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit began. The river was flowing. All 29 of them was slayed in the Spirit. Y'all believe in being slayed in the Spirit around here? I'm sure you do. They were all slayed in the Spirit. God began to do mighty things, and God wants to do that again. I've seen lately, we begin to pray for a lady that I pastored many years ago has got colon cancer. And they said that it was 97.3. First chemo round, it dropped down to 81.1. The third treatment, she took it, and then they done a test. That tumor shrunk from 83.3 to 23.1. In 1 week time, that thing shrunk. You know what God's going to do? He's going to completely heal her of that colon cancer. Another man, that a cousin of mine, had a blockage We prayed for him last Thursday night. I stood in for him. And I called my cousin Sunday to just see how Travis was doing. I said, how is Travis doing? She said they did not have to do no surgery. And he had a bowel blockage when he got to the hospital. Bad. It was literally blocked to where his bowels would not move. By Saturday afternoon, he ate a full course meal and they dismissed him and let him go home. That's God, folks. God wants to do it again. Right here in this place of worship tonight. I don't know if any of you know Dutch Sheets. He has written several great books. One of them is Intercessory Prayer that moves heaven and earth. Another is Watchman Prayer, Breakthrough. You know what? If we will intercede and pray, literally begin to pray, then God sets a watchman on the wall to pray. And then we'll have a breakthrough. How many's ready to have your breakthrough in this house tonight? Could you shout hallelujah? I want a breakthrough, Pastor. I'm sick and tired of things being just same old routine. Go to church. Go home the same way we came. I'm really tired of seeing people come to church sick and go home sick. What I want to see is people healed by the power of God. But Dutch Sheets wrote a book, River of God. And he talks about that river, experiencing the river in his book. Then Psalms, the 23rd chapter, verse 2, talks about in the experience in that river. Psalms 46, verse 4, and Ephesians 5, 6. If you would, Pastor, read those for me. Okay. Psalms 23:2, I could quote that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Go ahead. Second verse of the 23rd chapter of Psalms. Yeah. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me and he restores. How many knows tonight God is in the restoring business? I can tell you one thing, Virgil. He's restored you back. What the enemy meant to destroy Virgil Carter many years ago. But Mama kept holding on. Her Tony kept holding on. Holding on. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy's coming in the morning. Your weeping, your night is almost over, and your joy is coming. How many's ready to check it in tonight and trade that old heaviness for a garment of praise? God, I'm going to praise you. All right. Psalms 46, verse 4. Oh, 46, 4. I'm sorry. There is a river, streams. Go ahead. The most holy place in the tabernacle, most high. There's a river that's flowing. All right. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 6. Wait a minute. Ephesians 5:26, I'm sorry. He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water. Cleanse it and with the washing of the water. By the word. The word. The word. The word. I've been labeled as one of them word preachers, but I'm going to tell you what. I believe standing on the word. Whatever I need, I go to the word of God. Now, I'm going to tell you, the enemy is not happy. Because God raised me up, the enemy wants to stop me dead cold in my tracks. In 24, I landed in the that heart hospital 18 times. $1.5 million medical bills that year. And I didn't do a whole lot better in 25. But I'm telling you what, this year, I'm not doing too good. My wife had to take me to the ER Monday with severe stabbing chest pain. Pastor, I come tonight. I'm going to be one of them at the end's going to get prayed for. But I'm going to pray for everybody that's got a problem tonight, of sickness of any kind, the healers in the house. Does anybody know that there is a river? I need somebody to go to the band. I need you to go up there right now. We're going to do that. There is a river. You know there's a river. And it flows so deep within. I love the way Brother Swaggart always sang that, "There is a river." That was one of my favorite songs. I felt like the Lord spoke to me today. I don't care what it is. If you're depressed, the God that I serve is going to take that depression off of you. That lady that, is she still here, the one that prayed for her back a while ago? They left? Is she gone or? Okay. Thank you. I wanted to pray for her, but I'm going to keep praying for her back. If you got a back problem tonight, the miracle worker's in the house. Amen. Get all of your musicians up there. They're working on it. They're going to do that. There is a river. I want you to come tonight. I want to pray for Bernadine. I know her and Tony's are going through some real tough stuff right now in their bodies, but I believe the miracle worker's here to touch them tonight. That river is flowing. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Flow on me within. Come here, sis. I want to pray for you.
When there is a fountain that frees the soul from sin,